months is long past, and I am mighty dreary. An exile I am cast on the wilds of the prairie. I'm hunting the wild deer, the panther and the beaver. But I look back with pride on the bong ocean river. And in order their absence to get ready, my delight of the moon, go and tell Master Freddy. Oh, tell him to prepare and to be mighty clever. For it's the last night of hunting on the bong of Shalever. No course to us, Toby and Bruce was long-winded. Coursed every round, the two-year-old was splendid. His two-year-old told he was necky and he clever. But the next day there was a debt on the bong of Shalever. From the shores of Lochanay to the plains of Kilbricken, by the light of the moon, my poor heart was a-ticking. We took Bruce to his grave, and we laid him down forever. Then I sat down and cried like a broken-hearted lover. And I paid my passage to New York from the bong of Shalever. Now I'll and my land, fare thee well now and forever. There is no land on earth that I love with such great fervor. If ever she's free, I'll go back again and see her. And I'll settle down forever on the bong of Shalever.
Well, it's two fellas that they lived in Shalever, which is outside Clifton. Was a long, long time ago. And they had two greyhounds. But they had no land of their own, and the only way they could course the greyhounds was to go to landlord's place at night under the light of the moon and course the two greyhounds. And they got so fond of the greyhounds that when one of the greyhounds died, the lad who owned it, Bruce was the name of one of them and Toby was the name of the other, that he went away to America and he composed a song there telling about the bogs of Shalever.